Well, good morning, brothers and sisters. I was already blessed by the words that were shared today and the singing. I found a devotional here in the Still Waters. The title is Too Late. And it's taken from Matthew 25, verse 13. It says, "Watch therefore, ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." And before I read it, I'm sure that most of us have probably already woke up in the morning and looked at the clock, and we was late. And it's quite a jolt, right? You jump out of bed, and your mind's spinning, and you're thinking you're going to be late for work, and what's going to happen? So this guy, he writes this. He writes a story, something similar to that, but then he double-checked the clock, and he was an hour, and the clock that woke him up was an hour off, so he was okay. So his nightmare ended right there with on the good side, you might say. The clock said 6:17 a.m. I woke with a jolt and hopped out of bed. My employees at work would be waiting for me at 6:25. My thoughts were in a whirl as I got dressed for the day, remembering that my son would also need to get ready. I hurried downstairs. Sure enough, he was still in bed. I glanced at his clock. It said 5:18. Relief flooded through me, but my mind said, can that clock be trusted? I quickly checked another clock, and it also said 5:18. What a relief. My alarm clock had deceived me. There would be no embarrassment after all. No delayed start to a day of work. Later, I sat at my desk and thought, is this how it will be for the unprepared someday? To see Christ returning and know that there is no time to get ready. In today's Bible reading, all 10 virgins had showed up to meet the bridegroom. All of them heard the call saying that he was coming, but only 5 were actually able to meet him. So what does it take to be prepared? The 5 foolish virgins found out that it was obviously not enough just to be among those who are prepared. There must be more. We know in our hearts, in our own heart, that it takes more than that. We must be wholeheartedly committed to God. We must count the cost and then obey Him fully. If we know that we are not ready for the wedding supper of the Lamb, let's not wait. Today is the day of salvation. Living unprepared is extremely dangerous. Deception lurks for the unprepared. Today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your heart. Hebrews 3:15. And I was going to read Matthew 25 there. I was going to read that account and talk a little bit about it. Start in verse 1. Then Matthew 24, pretty much there's, I was looking through that. There's quite a bit there that talks about being prepared. Like verse 44 in Matthew and 24 says, "Therefore be ye ready, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh." So then it says, "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be like unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom." And I'm sure there can be many things taken out of this, but I was thinking about, it uses the term 10 virgins, and I'm not sure if that was saying, if he meant that there was 10 people that were sort of the same. You know, on the outside, they looked the same. And they went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps, but took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And that verse stuck out to me. You know, we live in a day where we have heard many times, the kingdom of God is at hand. You know, get ready. And God, right, you know, obviously he hasn't back yet because we're still here. But what are we doing? Are we sleeping? And it says in that verse they all slept, but there was a difference. You know, there's a rest for the people of God. You know, Luke preached last Sunday about that little crevice there where those soldiers were, you know, got rest from the battle. And I don't believe, and I don't think Luke was saying this either, but I don't believe it's wrong to rest in that crack, but don't stay there. You know, when the battle call is called, you know, move forward again. And the difference was, is that five of those had prepared. Some might have prepared months before. Some might have prepared days before. Some might have prepared in the 11th hour. But those five were ready and five were not. So important today that while we are still here in this, you know, living in a country of freedom, that we have a choice to make. Are we, when that alarm clock wakes you up and you see Jesus in the clouds, are you going to be ready? Or are you going to have prepared like the five wise virgins? Or are you going to be like the five foolish that just went to bed and didn't care about what was going to happen? They all rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there not be enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Then verse 13, watch therefore, ye know, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. And you know, this can kind of be for I'll say both sides, for those of us that have prepared, that have been born again, you know, that are already serving Jesus. Let's not fall asleep by the wayside and get comfortable in the worldliness. You know, let's be resting and be comfortable in Jesus, so when that time comes, that we're ready. And then on the other side, those of you that have not been born again, that have not asked God, Jesus, for your personal Savior, to be prepared. You know, you also get prepared and ask Jesus into your heart. And I was thinking a verse in this song here in 8:35. Verse 3 says, my sin, oh the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, everything. Give everything to God. Is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. And I'm sure there's many other things that could be taken out of there. But I was also going to read a little bit, another portion of scripture in Mark 13, 32 to 37, that just talks about watching and praying. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take ye heed. Watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, even at evening, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning. Lest coming suddenly, he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. And, you know, I was thinking back to Matthew 24. It talks about that thief. It says, if you would know that somebody was going to come tonight and rob your house, would you go to bed and think, you know, or would you stay up and watch? And another thought I had as I was sitting there this morning, I was thinking of a story that I heard. We went out west probably about 25 years ago, my mom and dad. And we went to, it was Mount St. Helens. It erupted. It was a volcano that erupted years ago. And I guess it caused such an ash cloud in the air that my mom says she remembers as a little girl at home that they could see the haze in the sky for days from you know, here. And that's a few thousand miles out there, I'm assuming. But anyways, there was a, you know, they was predicting this for a while. And there's one story in particular about a man that was 72 years old. He said, I've been living here my whole life. He said, this has never happened. And he said, it ain't going to happen, and I'm not moving. And well, if I'm not mistaken, he was quite a few miles from the explosion. But it wiped out everything within like in a seven mile area. So sad to say that he disappeared with a lot of other things. And you know, we can sit here and we can say, well, we have plenty of time. You know, we know Jesus is coming back. The kingdom of God is at hand. We have plenty of time. But in the hour that we don't think is when he's going to return, and it's important that we have prepared. I listened to a little message from Adrian Rogers, and it was just a little short clip, and I wrote down what he said here. It says, don't get the idea that one day when you see God and realize that you were wrong, realize that you should have repented, but you say, Lord, you are a God of mercy. So God, as I stand before you at the great white throne to be judged, I want you to have mercy on me. I want you to reverse what I did in life. I want you to forgive me because I now want mercy. No, if you die without Jesus Christ, you will not reverse that decision. The Bible says in Hebrews, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. Now, if you want mercy now, you can have it. If you want forgiveness now, you can have it. If you want grace, you may have it. If you want Jesus, you may have him. If you want salvation, you may receive salvation. But there is no second chance after death. The loss of a soul is irreversible loss. Let's not be like the people that it talks about in Revelations 6:14-17. Says they cried, as they cried for the rocks and the mountains to cover them because it was too late. And I don't want to leave us with, I don't have too much more to share, but I don't want to leave us with, you know, a doom and gloom, because we know there is hope. You know, Acts, Acts 2:38, Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And if we prepare beforehand, we're born again like it talks about in John 3. And if we repented of our sins, like it talks about in Acts 2:38. You know, we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. We can be ready to meet Him when He comes back, like the Bible says, to receive His own. And I'll just close with two verses here. Today is the day of salvation. Today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your heart. Hebrews 3:15. And then Amos 4:12 says, have you prepared to meet that God? I'll just pray here and take my seat. Yes, Father, we come before you this time, Lord, and we thank you for another opportunity here to share your word, Father. And I just want to pray for the children and Lord, the other two brothers who are sharing. Lord, just want to lift them up to you, Father, that sometimes we get the feeling that what we have to share is not right or not the time or whatever it may be, Lord. But we know that when we're sharing the word of God, it's the truth. And it's good and right, Father. And we just want to pray that you would just want to lift up this rest of this day to you, Lord, and pray that you continue to bless us, Father. And I want to pray for those who are in North Carolina. Father, I want to pray that you would just give them strength and to teach and minister and see fit, Lord, as they see fit to talk to people and tell them about your love, Lord, and not just feed them food, but give them spiritual food also, Lord. And we just thank you again for this day in Jesus' name. Amen.